Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit NewHopeTaxDefense.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The president is, as they say in politics, working the rope line. He has completed his remarks at Carnegie Mellon University and is meeting and greeting folks along the rope line in Pittsburgh. Coming up, very excited to have Sheriff Joe Lombardo in. He is the Clark County Metro Sheriff and a Republican candidate for governor. Why does he want to be governor? And by the way, is he really a conservative? We'll talk about that. We've got a busy, busy day. Sam Peters is going to join us in just a bit. He'll join us just after 2 o'clock. He's running for Congress in CD4. And Tommy White will join us, business manager, Laborers Union, Local 872. Busy, busy day. Stay where you are right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
When it comes to stopping Joe Biden, we Nevadans have the ability to do just that. For 3 consecutive polls, President Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate, Adam Laxalt, is beating Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Adam Laxalt is the leader we need who will win this race and turn the Senate back over to the Republicans. As our Attorney General, Laxalt sued the federal government to protect our property rights, and he won. He sued to protect our gun rights, and he won. He sued to stop amnesty for illegal immigrants, and he won. And Adam Laxalt sued to protect our religious liberties, and you got it, he won. Adam's a conservative fighter and an America First winner. That's why he's endorsed by President Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, and other conservatives we trust. Adam needs your help, too. Join him and senior Trump advisors Rick Grinnell, Cash Patel, and Matt Whitaker for a Las Vegas office grand opening at 10 a.m. on February 5th. Visit adamlaxalt.com/events to RSVP for your free ticket today.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The Pentagon voicing serious concerns about Russia's military capabilities and urging Moscow to de-escalate tensions surrounding Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Defense Department officials say the Russian forces near Ukraine include not only ground troops and naval and air forces, but also cyber and electronic warfare capabilities, as well as special operations forces. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin summed up U.S. and NATO concerns.
Well, we don't believe that President Putin has made a final decision to use these forces against Ukraine. He clearly now has that capability.
At a Pentagon news conference, Austin urged Putin to de-escalate the tensions. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at townhall.com, New York police officers have given a final salute to a rookie colleague gunned down with his partner a week ago. A funeral mass for Jason Rivera this morning at St. Patrick's Cathedral. At 22 years old, Rivera was recently married and barely into his second year on the force. He and Officer Wilbert Mora were fatally wounded when a gunman ambushed them in an apartment as they responded to a family dispute. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey calling for the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Ducey says, in fact, it appears the head of Homeland Security doesn't pay much attention to the border crisis.
He went to the border for a photo op. He was confirmed over a year ago. He doesn't call the governor. He doesn't call the congressional delegation.
With fentanyl and other illegal drugs flooding across the frontier, Governor Ducey says it's time for new leadership.
Secretary Mayorkas is not serious about this issue. It's time he steps down.
Ducey's state of Arizona shares about 370 miles of border with Mexico. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
A higher close on Wall Street, the Dow up 565 points, the S&P up 105. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Cultural Marxism is spreading like wildfire in America. But did you know that this so-called woke ideology is also flooding into the church?
Reparations fits into the scope of the gospel.
Watch the documentary, How the Left is Stealing Your Church, and discover how the ideology behind critical race theory and the LGBT agenda is being smuggled into the evangelical world. Stream it now for $9.99 or get the DVD for $12.99. Go to SalemNow.com or look for the Salem Now.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Wayne on the Route for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
It's 104. This is your KMTQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. 2021 was a good year for Nevada gaming, as the Silver State casinos recorded the highest gaming win in Nevada history. The gaming win for 2021 was $13.4 billion, beating the previous record of $12.85 billion in 2007. December was also a record month for Nevada casinos, as they won more than $1 billion from players for the 10th straight month, extending the record, which was broken in November. Las Vegas is quickly becoming more famous for professional sports with each and every passing year. Now the Las Vegas Review-Journal is reporting that Formula One Racing is looking to host a race on the Las Vegas Strip. Race officials would possibly start the race at the Bellagio near the Flamingo and head north. A portion of the strip would be temporarily shut down to set up and host the race. Organizers do believe that Las Vegas would attract a large amount of international visitors. And as far as the county's 14-day rolling rate for the Omicron variant of the virus, 35%.
KMTQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
We're getting moderate flows on the Beltway right now. 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Some congestion past Allegiant Stadium there on 15 southbound at Russell. And lane restrictions causing delays downtown both directions. That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue on Interstate 515.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two for a Friday. Kevin Wall with you until 3 o'clock. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up 3:05 right here. I am honored to have the Sheriff of Metro Police, Joe Lombardo, who is on with us, not just as Clark County Sheriff, but also as Republican candidate for governor of the great state of Nevada. He joins us. Joe, how are you doing? How is life on the campaign trail?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thanks for reaching out and having me on your show. And life on the campaign trail is positive. It's positive. It's the sun is shining.
I got to ask you, a lot of folks know you, and I have to admit, at the beginning of the campaign, that's the way I knew you, as a guy that looked great in a police uniform, a solid law enforcement guy. But a lot of people don't know you beyond that, as far as where you came from, about yourself and your background and your family. Can you, and I'll give you as much time as you want, just kind of a short biography of Joe Lombardo?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Kevin, and thanks for the opportunity to discuss that. So, yeah, you're right. A lot of people don't know me outside of being the head of the law enforcement agency here in Las Vegas, Clark County, and I think it's important for them to know me as I'm seeking this position as governor for the state of Nevada. So, first and foremost, I was born in Japan, and the reason behind that was my dad was in the Air Force, and he was stationed there in Misawa, Japan, and I was born, and then we bounced around Europe for a great part of my formative years, and then until we eventually ended up in Las Vegas in 1976, and I attended Rancho High School here locally. And then upon graduating high school, I went into the United States Army, did a short stint in the Army because I entered the ROTC program at UNLV so I could be a commissioned officer in the military. And eventually went back and served my time in the Army and then deferred my commission to the Nevada National Guard for a period of time. For a total of 6 years, you know, my commitment to the military, United States military. And then I joined the police department in 1988, did 26 years as a police officer, moved up through the ranks, and eventually made the decision to run for sheriff. So I've been the sheriff here in Clark County going on, you know, into my eighth year. And that brings us to today. A little bit about my family. I'm married. This is my second marriage. And our family has three kids, two girls and one boy. And my daughter's in law school. My other daughter works for the DEA. And my son is in community college out in Salt Lake City. So
wow.
That's my family in a nutshell.
Wow. I want to ask you, you've taken some criticism from some of your opponents and from some other activists across the state. Your stand on key Second Amendment issues. Let's go through at least a couple of them. Gun registry and high-capacity magazines. Where are you on those issues?
Thanks for asking that. Well, first and foremost, I don't support any form or fashion of a gun registry. And matter of fact, back in 2015, Clark County was the only county in the state of Nevada that had a de facto gun registry. It was the old blue card system, if you remember that. And so I didn't think it was appropriate to have that. It didn't garner any assistance to the police department, and it became very cumbersome for people that wished to possess guns. And I didn't really see the need for that. So it was my point, and it was a campaign promise that I would do everything I could to repeal that. And I took that promise and up to the legislature, and with the assistance of Michael Roberson up there, made a decision, because the state is preemptive when it comes to gun laws, and they made a decision to give the Clark County the ability to repeal that. Subsequently, it went down to Clark County Commission. Commissioner Tom Collins carried the ball on that with my assistance, and we were able to repeal the gun registry. So that gives you a position or a point of context or an understanding on my feelings about registry. There's no need for them, and there's no reason to pursue legislation into the future to bring them forward. Second, on high-capacity magazines, yeah, there was a question of me early on in, my term as a sheriff, and if I was interested in doing any gun legislation. I said no, and the question was, you've mentioned high-capacity magazines before. And I said, yeah, I mean, if there was anything that could be a benefit for law enforcement is when an individual had to change a magazine in order to do what they intended to do, what harm they intended to do, it would give law enforcement the ability to intervene. Had I intended to bring any legislation or law or prohibition on high-capacity magazines forward? No, not at all. Nor do I intend to do that when elected governor. I'm staying away from that space. Anything to do associated with guns, to include red flag laws. So red flag is obviously, you know, person is determined to be diminished mental capacity or some other form of domestic violence, whatever it may be, that the judiciary had the ability to revoke their Second Amendment rights to possess a gun. And that legislation was brought forward, eventually failed, and it's caught up in the courts currently in its form and fashion. But the issue with red flag is there's no due process for the gun owner in that process. So there's no way that I could support anything to do with red flag without some form or fashion of due process. And that's my position on those.
Sheriff Joe Lombardo joining us, Clark County Sheriff and Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. This exercise we call a primary election is all about Steve Sisolak and the job he's done and the problems he's had in our state over the course of his tenure. I want to ask you about Governor Sisolak and the Nevada legislature, because a lot of the stuff they have done seems to make your job a lot harder. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's part and parcel why I'm running. I mean, you know, a career in law enforcement and understanding how law enforcement evolves in a community and in a state, and the importance of being able to control individuals that are committing harm is important to the economy and everything and the quality of life of any community. And so the legislature currently is under single party rule, so it's groupthink. So what better position other than the governor's position to change that paradigm? And that groupthink in the last two sessions has caused, or the laws that have been passed or the laws that have been modified that were on the books to soften sentencing associated with criminal acts or sentencing, thresholds of what was a misdemeanor or a felony. All that has been softened. And it's put law enforcement in a position of vulnerability. It's put communities in a position of vulnerability. Forget about the defund the police rhetoric. This is another form or fashion of defunding the police by making our job more difficult. And, Kevin, if you would bear with me, I'll walk you through one of the scenarios I'm making reference to. So everybody's aware of what's going on in Seattle, Portland, Baltimore, you know, these mobs taking over stores and putting them out of business without any fear of retribution or punishment associated with their acts. And that is what our legislature is currently doing. So the threshold between a misdemeanor and a felony, larceny, theft, fraud, or even certain violent crimes, the legislature has seen fit to soften that. In most of the cases, especially in the misdemeanor world, we can't even effect an arrest, reference those laws. So our option in law enforcement is either walk away or issue a citation. And I know in my experience in law enforcement, citations don't change behavior. And subsequently, you're seeing crime rates across the nation increase as a result of this mindset. And that's what is occurring in the state of Nevada. And that's what I know will occur into the future, because it's the proverbial camel's nose in the tent. They made some changes. They're ignoring the consequences of their changes, and they're going to continue down this path. And without some change up at the legislature, Nevada's in trouble.
Let me ask you, the numbers, and I haven't been tracking the numbers, we've seen in bigger cities, in New York, in Chicago, in places like that, that crime is on the increase, violent crime is on the increase. What about here in Clark County?
Well, in Clark County, we measure everything by Part 1 crimes, and that includes property crimes and violent crimes. So last year, we actually had a decrease in violent crime to the tune of 11%, but we had a significant increase in property crimes. That's why I was describing that larceny issue earlier. So in totality, if you add them both together and average it out, we had about a 5% increase in crime in Clark County. To the state, it's a significantly higher number. And when you look at it in totality of the state, so we're going in the wrong direction, but in particular to violent crime, we had a 40% increase in homicides, 40+ percentage increase in homicide. And that's directly related to no fear of consequences, the anxiety of lockdowns from COVID restrictions, the economy going sour and people are desperate. So put all that together, it's part of bad policy. And that bad policy is coming out of the legislature and the governor's office.
I want to ask you about debates. You skipped the first debate in Reno. There's another debate coming up at Dragon Ridge. Will you be a part of that debate?
No, I will not.
Okay.
As a matter of the campaign policy, I made a point of context that I will not participate in any debates before the official filing of office. And as your listening audience knows, there's a plethora of individuals vying for the position of governor, and some of them are viable and some are not, and there's no reason to get caught up in that circus prior to the need to. I think debates are great in helping people understand candidates, but it's too early and too soon for that.
Let me just ask you, what is it that you need? What is it that your campaign needs at this point, at this juncture? Is it yard signs? Is it volunteers, money? What is it that you need?
Everything. Everything you just described and more. And the best way to do that, Kevin, is to go online, joelombardo4nv.com. NV stands for Nevada, joelombardo4nv.com. And all those questions and all those needs and all those requests are listed there categorically online. And first and foremost, Kevin, thanks for the opportunity. And second, I appreciate anybody that's willing to come to the campaign and help us be successful in November and the future of the state of Nevada.
You posted a mind-boggling number relative to fundraising in the fourth quarter. Can you talk a little bit about how you did it? And were a lot of them small donations, large donations, everything in between? How was it?
It was a combination of large, small, and everything between. There was people from out of state, but the majority was from in-state. And it was a lot of hard work, Kevin. It's a lot of hard work and due diligence And unfortunately, money matters in campaigns. That's just the nature of the beast. It's not just the candidate and their resume. It's money and to be able to sell your thoughts and your position, because you can't be everywhere all the time. And campaigns help in that endeavor, so people could get to know who Joe Lombardo is. And so to answer your question, it's a lot of hard work. I'm working two jobs, right? And I got big shoulders, and I'm willing to do it, and I knew what it took to get it done, and so we're just going to have to continue that. So it's not done as a result of that initial posting. We got to keep working into the future all the way through November.
What was that number again?
Which number?
Oh, the fundraising number.
Oh, Joe Lombardo for ND.com. That's the best way to do it. Go okay. right online and do that.
Okay. Quick question, and I've only got 90 seconds, so you will have to be concise. How do you do the two full-time jobs? You're running for governor. You're running a major police department. How are you doing it? How do you divvy up your time?
Well, I think my sanity suffers a little bit, but I have to do it. I have to measure that. Because, you know, I have an obligation to the voters in Clark County to be the sheriff and ensure that the police department is running appropriately and in all cylinders. But I also have a duty to this campaign and the future of Nevada to work hard on that space. So I think probably the people that are suffering the most is my family, but they're willing to put up with it for the next 11 months and get us through this, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Sheriff Joe, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. You be safe out there on the campaign trail. You got to get to 17 counties all across our state. I know you're going to be doing that over the course of the next few weeks and months. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, it's enjoyable, Kevin. It's enjoyable to go to all 17 counties. So I'm looking forward to it, and thank you for the opportunity.
Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Clark County Sheriff and Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. Again, this is going to be crazy. We have 9 candidates, 8 men, 1 woman, Michelle Fiore, and one of the candidates is the sheriff of Metro. So stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
They said it couldn't be done, but Dollar Loan Center has done it. We've made getting a signature loan up to $5,000 even faster.
Dollar Loan Center.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Is rent due today? Need to book a last-minute flight? Or maybe your car registration's due today? Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. There's no added fees and no collateral is needed. There are never any early payment penalties, and we give you over a year if you need it to pay back your loan. Dollar Loan Center is now offering instant funding.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Brock Silverberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackSilverberg.com. That's BarackSilverberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Silverberg.
The future depends on teachers.